Previously on Lost and Rewound.
Whoa. What's wrong, Elon? Guys, you might want to come in here. Okay, if you insist. Let's go out for a second. Oh, everyone put their heads back in. That's weird. It's like a mirage to the mind kind of thing again.
This is a special edition of Lost and Rewound on Radio Free Brooklyn with your hosts, Jimmy Hoffman and Elon Danziger. On this episode, part two of The Wizard of Zone. But first, these messages.
The human body, without doubt, is the greatest of inventions.
And that's me.
Design capable of astonishing feats.
Hey, wait a minute, that can't be me.
The harder the body,
too wimpy.
The stronger, more beautiful it becomes.
That
to unlock your body's potential.
Is
we proudly offer SoloFlex.
Never.
32 old-fashioned.
Whoa.
Hand-pumping exercises.
That's me. That's not me. That's
correct
me.
In form and balance.
That's not
all
me.
On the machine.
It's not me.
Fits in
it's,
the
me. It's me. It's me. It's not me.
Simple.
That's not me. It's me.
Like
that's not me. That's not me.
Which may explain
that's
why
me.
It looks less
that's
like
not
a
me. That's not me. That's not me.
Like a work of art. For a free brochure.
It's not me. That's
anytime.
Me.
Experts in milk nutrition for over 90 years and the makers of Good Start Infant Formula. You'll get a booklet on nutrition.
Really? No, I want to.
Oh, sweetie pie.
Oh, excuse me a second.
Oh, no. Let me. I need to practice. Never too soon to start.
If you're expecting, join Carnation Special Delivery Club.
Welcome back to Lost and Rewound. As teased in the beginning, we are back to uncover the rest of the Wizard of Zone, much to the chagrin of everybody else except the two people in here. And I don't even know if the second person in here is really, truly happy, but we'll pull that.
Hey, that's the best way to prepare anyone for anything. Well, let me just prepare you. And more with a warning.
We're sorry that Flynn Jones could not be here to give his take. I wish him well. I hope he's happy with the results after we play this. In my hand, I have the script. It says copyright 1994 and then copyright 1996 because the year that I did create this, as we talked about in episode 33, I was doing this for a school project. I called it a speaker play, and I recorded and typed out an entire script that, as of 2016, cannot fit in the actual binder that I put it in. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that episode, it's fine. We have to get a refresher of the characters that are here because we're going to be playing some stuff. And you're probably not going to know who the hell everybody is because you missed the first part. And therefore, there's a lot of context that needs to be given. It reads here, the Wizard of Zone cast. There's Elon, a boy who is destined for adventure.
You should have that on your personal ad.
Exactly.
Destined for adventure.
There's Scully, a skeleton without brains.
Uh-huh.
R-Man, a recorder who's come to life, but without batteries.
R-Man?
Recorder Man. I think I was just. Okay. I think for the sake of not putting Recorder Man every time he had a line, I'm just shortened it to R Man.
I just feel like R Man. Everything. He should just do all these R things.
R.
So he's part pirate, and then he's also racist, and he's also red, and it's just everything about him. R man.
So okay. Yes. So
he, who is his analogous character in The Wizard of Oz? Then
definitely the Tin Man, because this is a machine without batteries.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, Recorder Man.
There's Dino, a dinosaur without any courage. The witch, the villain who is pursuing the heroes. Jenny, a beautiful girl who helps the heroes on their quest. She is also the Good Witch of the South. The witch is the Wicked Witch of the Northwest. There's Wizard, a brilliant scholar who the heroes are seeking. And then a bunch of other characters that don't show up in this part, but there is Mom, the helpful mother, and Dad, the goofy father. I like how there has to be some content.
Yeah, well, you know, they had Auntie M in the original.
That's
same
true.
Way. But can I just throw down some knowledge? Can I just history lesson us right now?
Quickly.
Quickly. This is what I do.
Time's wasted. We got to get through this.
I bring the knowledge. So I don't know if you know this or if people out there know this, that The Wizard of Oz originally is supposed to be an analogy for the Industrial Revolution.
Okay.
And the Tin Man was like the foresters, and the Cowardly Lion was the army, and the Scarecrow was the farmers.
Huh.
You know, there was something having to do with like the Ruby Slippers was supposed to be having something to do with like...
I had no idea
gold
about that.
Or, yeah, there was a whole... I wrote out a paper on it one time. As you can tell, I remember tons of it.
You're going to love this, then. The other characters that should be addressed are the insurance salesman, an idiot who appears in numerous scenes. There are some... There's tropes that exist throughout this.
Every play needs an idiot.
Well, there's a few tropes that have occurred so far in this speaker play, in that there's an insurance salesman who just randomly shows up in different scenes to annoy all the rest of the characters.
What is a speaker play?
It's just like a radio play.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I called it. Yeah.
Okay. So like Orson Welles-esque.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Another trope is that nobody in the land of Zone knows what a home is. Can't help you there. No idea why I...
This is the thing that ties it all together, that everyone is just living in a commune.
There's Mike, a flying monkey who's the leader of the Armageddon apes. And
nice.
Then there are these two hicks, of which we'll get to later. Let's listen to...
This is sounding really good already.
Well, let's take a listen to the first scene for the next scene, I should say. They have just gotten to Quartz City. As opposed to Emerald City, they are in Quartz City now, getting ready to meet the wizard.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, come on, you bums. Time to get ready for the wizard. What? Hey, you don't expect to go to the wizard like that, are you? Going to the wizard means you gotta look like you're going to win some money or something. Or some other kind. But who won't talk is cheap. Let's get to business. While I go check with the wizard to confirm everything, you'll get fixed up by Zone's expert hospitality service. Be careful, the people here are very cheerful. Cheerful enough to sing songs? Exactly. I'll catch you guys later. It's very funny that you come to see the wizard now. It's strange that you have come, because being that brave to see the wizard makes you a big problem, because you're never gonna get out here alive. But if you get out, it'll probably be in 5. To the soul shot! We're gonna get you set, because going to the wizard means you're gonna have to get your feet wet.
What does that mean?
Haircut? Oh, man, I hate hair down the collar. Finally, a bed. I'm surprised Daddy didn't even scare of his own smell. Yuck. Polish, wipe. Skeleton sparkling new. I'm just the thing we like in the Zone, even though we hate the likes of you.
Edit, fix, rewind, fast forward, and play. Recorders need to look nice and fresh, and that's how you're gonna stay.
We can make the young boy's hair look really nice. Are the haircut girls on sale for half price?
Uh-huh.
God, I'm lucky. Wash. Scrub. You especially gotta look clean. Because if not, I know for sure the wizard will cut out my spleen. Doo-doo-dee, doo-doo-dum, and smiles of booze and rum. Don't worry that much about going to the wizard, for the best is yet to come. Don't worry that much about going to the wizard, for the best is yet to come. Oh no, it's the witch. she's back!
Wicked Mrs. Log, 1996. I have just entered Quartz City and destroyed many of the jewelers with my quartz carbine. Does she do this often? Ah, my dear idiot friends are here. Are they? Let's take a closer look. What's that sound? Uh-oh, I better split before a counterattack goes off. Mother? Ah! I'll be back.
That took care of, dumb witch. Hey, Bouncer, did you see that? Yeah, she won't come here back ever again. Now that the computer has memorized her data as a sneak thief.
So what's the scoop with the wizard, pal?
What? Oh, that's right, I remember. He said to go away and never come back. Liar! Hey, I'm just quoting, kid. He said to go away and never come back. In fact, I was lucky I came out of there alive. He's in a bad mood. Trust me, he doesn't want any visitors. Oh, wait, I think I remember him telling me one other thing before I left.
What?
Tell him to agree to see them in 10 years. Well, what he said,
10 years? My haircut will be gone by then.
That's not fair. I want my courage. I want to go back home. I want brains. I want my batteries. Now we'll never get to the wizard.
Come on, Bouncer. Why can't we see the wizard? If I don't have brains, I'll never be as smart as anyone else. Your point? All people would be different in life, but I never get a chance to do things that everyone else could do. It's just to make me as equal as everybody else.
You prove your point well, young bone. What about you, Recorder Man?
Recorders are a very helpful thing in life. They keep track of what you need in life. Without batteries, I can't sustain that talent to help people in life.
Good point, Recorder Osabi. What about you, Dino? In life, you gotta stand up for yourself. A coward like me can't do that. If I don't get courage, what am I anyway? Without courage, all I am is, well, a wuss. I understand your point very much, Dino, son. No one should be a total wuss. Well, I see the light. I think I'll let you pass.
Really?
Hey, wait a minute. I forgot to ask you. Spit it out.
It's very simple, Bouncer. I need to get home. Or do you know what a home is?
No, but I can understand it must be a great valley to you. Go ahead, you dips. Just make sure not to tell him I sent you. You got it, big man. Let's go, guys. We're off to see the wizard.
Thoughts. Thoughts? Yeah. While we listen to myself do like ridiculous transition music.
This is you walking down the road music. Walking down the street music. This is what it sounds like when you walk in a story. I was wondering, because The Wiz, the only other Wizard of Oz parody I can think of, they got Michael Jackson.
You said dude. The Wiz, yeah.
They got Michael Jackson, dude.
Well, I can't compete with that. I'm sorry. I don't think I ever even saw The Wiz at this point in my life. More or less, did I even know that it existed?
What musical celebrity would you choose to cast as the Scarecrow? Because that he was like the Scarecrow.
I don't know. Who am I? Wait, for the Wizard of Zone?
Yeah.
Dude, really?
Who would be the skeleton?
Who would be the... I really don't know. Like, fucking...
I don't want to put you on the spot, but like, give me the best...
Jim Carrey.
You could do young Jim Carrey, though, now.
Well, because we're looking at 1996, remember.
96 Jim Carrey would be
and,
good.
And also, you have to remember that this is not technically meant for... being a movie, like, you know, there's not on camera.
He could do it on the radio. This would be fun.
Yeah, this needs to be all voiceover. So yes, Jim Carrey could definitely do a good skeleton. I'm sure. Who could be the Recorder Man? I really don't know. Whoever the guy.
Recorder Man.
Hugo Weaving. I don't know.
Hugo Weaving.
I don't know.
He's good. He is good. I do. I would cast Hugo Weaving in anything.
And then the dinosaur. God, 1996. Who was big in 1996 that I think would be, God.
A good dinosaur.
A good, I don't know, whoever did the
action. John Goodman.
Yeah, sure. John Goodman. Sounds good to me.
No offense, John Goodman, but that means, if you say you're good to being cast as a dinosaur, that means that you're big boned.
Let's continue and hear what else we got with this ridiculous story.
Why have you come? Who sent you? Well, you see, don't give me that crap. I know who sent you.
You do?
Yeah, that guy who runs the hot dog stand outside the gate. I better catch up to him if I want to teach you a lesson once for all. Get it? Catch up? Hot dog stand?
You are saved. Come on, guys. I think we found the wizard.
You think?
So you finally come. The good witch of the south told me you would come. I've been waiting for you.
Excuse me, but why is the wizard a big floating head?
The more knowledge to store in my brain, young lad. Now, how may I serve your purpose?
I want courage. I want a brain. I want some batteries. I want to get back home, damn it.
Well, now, this is a group of mixed nuts. Okay, so you want to get a brain, you want courage, you want batteries, and you want to get home.
Well, unfortunately, I don't give crap to anyone without them doing me a favor. What I want you to do is go to that ugly hag.
The Wicked Witch of the Northwest?
Yeah, her. Bring me her recorder. I need a recorder.
You want the recorder? The witch's recorder?
I've heard many things about her recorder. It's a prized possession. If we try and steal her recorder, she'll kill us.
That must have been the recorder she took instead of me. I'm gonna get her for that. I'm gonna get her for making me what I am.
But wasn't that her sister who did that?
Either way, whatever it takes, it's payback time.
And I'm gonna show her the nothing more than I made out to be. Well, good for you. Now, here's a map. She gets you to the witch's domain. Make sure you never get caught, and I will always be at your side. Good luck, my friends.
Thank you so much, wizard. We won't let you down.
Talk is cheap. Be off with you bums. Ha! How gullible can those peons be? They never get that recorder. As long as she has that damn contraption, I'll always be like this. Oh, well, time to go in my trance. Hey, have you trouble with those times you can't get to sleep? Well, here is your answer. The revolutionary coma pill. The little vitamin is decided to relieve your troubles. I'm not sleeping enough, it makes a whole difference. The pill lets you sleep for at least a whole day. It's only $50 plus tax, shipping, handling, and government permission. If you're not satisfied within a year, we'll send you a one and only pill comfortmatic free. It's the pill that's always comfortable. Don't miss out on this great deal, because, baby, this won't last long. And who might you be? I'm your best friend. I don't think so. I hate salesmen.
So as I was saying before, it was like the trope of the insurance salesman just showing up at the most like inopportune times, and the characters all say the same thing. I hate salesmen.
So the Wizard of Zone, he Mario jumped on him?
I guess.
That's what it sounded like. Boing, boing.
That was like the only sound effect in the keyboard that I think... That I was borrowing my sister's keyboard, and I was trying to find a sound that looked really good, like a sound like a laser. And that was the best.
Yeah, sort of. I like how the wizard is just a jerk. I guess he was a jerk in the other one, too. That was all sort of the deal. And she's why are you such a jerk?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, oh, hey.
I'm a floating head. You can deal with it.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I just hide behind this curtain, and I like to be a jerk. You know what? That was basically, that was just like the internet before the internet existed. That the Wizard of Oz was basically the very first troll. And it, like, people would come and like give him stuff, and he'd be like, "You suck! Get out of my house! You can't come into my house unless you do this." And then he's like, he was hiding behind some device. He was actually just like a Just a fat guy in his basement. Very sad.
It's really, really telling. The Wizard of Oz was the precursor for internet trolls.
I'm telling you, man. We're uncovering all sorts of things.
It's like you asking Jeeves, how do I get to the train? And then Jeeves responds back, STFU. Bye-bye.
That is like such an old reference, dude. I guess because this show is dated that people will understand Ask Jeeves.
Okay, we're moving on. Continuing on.
At the witch's domain.
Mikey, Mike.
Yes, your wickedness.
Help me with this crossword puzzle. Name a word that defines girl dog.
You got me.
Yeah, well, we should ask you anyway. All you know how to do is fight.
I'll try my
best. Hey, Mike, turn off the TV.
Sure thing. This just in. Four weird civilians are making their way to an old little lady's house in which they plan to attack. We recognize them as people that were involved with the plan at Quart City.
Arrgh! Monkey Mike, gather your band of apes and get out there and kick some butt. Bring the boy and his cat to me.
You got it, your wickedness.
Come on, Armageddon apes, let's fly. Meanwhile, four unexpected travelers make their way to the witch's domain.
Oh, I hate wolves.
What street is this again? To what the map says, we should be on Witchtree Street. Why do you suppose they named this road Witchtree Street? I'm waiting. Thanks, Scully. Why don't you thank you, Bonehead? Maybe because you don't have a brain? Forget it.
Say, if a witch lived in a suburban neighborhood like this, wouldn't the neighbors worry a bit? Someone would have to be real stupid not to realize that the witch was up to something.
Stupider than me?
Not that stupid, but stupid enough. Okay, we should be close now, but if we take the 6-4 turn and...
The witch's house is a one-story suburban cottage with rain clouds surrounding it? What is this place they call Zone? Well, there you go.
What do you mean, there we go?
The land of Zone is not what you always thought. One of the odd and peculiar attributes to the wacky world Zone is that everything you see is eventually a mirage to the mind. And
you of all people knew that, right?
Not exactly.
Forget it. Let's go, guys. We got a recorder to steal.
Let's ring the doorbell. I mean, it's the only polite thing to do.
Figures. Say, what's that?
I know! It's part of the alarm system! Flying monkeys! What a smart witch! No, it isn't, you fool! It's the Armageddon apes! They must work for the witch! What a slime ball that lady is!
This will be a good time to run!
Wow! Make a run for it, guys!
Oh, I can't take much more of this.
Dino! Hey, get away from me! No! No, stop it! Stop! No, don't touch that!
No! No, not the recorder man, too!
I wonder who's stupider, me or those monkeys? my head! I guess I am! Whoa!
Oh, no, not Scully, too! No! Wait a minute. One, two, three.
Uh-oh! Peppy, run for it! Gotcha!
Oh, get off of me, you stupid city, and put me down!
Well, I did something right. Maybe your wickedness will
surprised me with a light supply of grubs and fish heads. Somewhere across the street... Did you see that, Abner? How those monkeys gave them outsiders a beating?
Yup, Gleaves, I saw it like the sun see the crop. Here's daylight. It was like the circus come to town. It was so goddamn freaking funny.
If I not know better, I say that old witchy bill something that's very sick. Probably burn him at the stake.
Nah, Cletus, the witch can't burn at the stake. Besides knowing her, she probably is going to bring out her ass and pull dangerous stuff she had there.
Abner, think we should mosey all down there and help them folks?
No, just leave them there. Sitting here watching them makes it like watching a movie. You want them to get up, but they really don't. It's all acting. Heck, I should be an actor.
Yep, you will be a good actor, won't you?
And that is me and Flynn playing Cletus and Abner.
Wow. I do apologize to our Southern and Midwestern listeners out there in the airwaves.
Should we, though? Should we apologize? Or should I apologize for my 14-year-old self?
I always wondered, because if... there are people here who do imitations of characters from the South. Do people in the South do imitations of people from the North?
Oh, yeah.
Is that just a New York accent? Them going, hey, forget about it. How you doing here, buddy boy?
I'm sure everybody's got their own, like, colloquial assumptions. Or their own, you know, accent assumptions.
Yeah,
every part of the world.
I guess so. I'm wondering.
There's no exclusivity. I'm sure that there are people out in the Middle East who are, like, making fun of how we wear trucker caps here. You know?
They look like they are playing the game of baseball, but they're not.
It's true. But that was my own little spin. Of course, that would make sense if you are in a suburban neighborhood. Chances are, if these weird things are happening, neighbors are going to notice. And God forbid that I would have anybody else doing voices with me, because I'm doing all the voices on my own, except for Flynn, who, shout out to Flynn Jones, who totally kicked ass and helped me out with some other voices, actually, which we'll hear in a little bit.
Is it going to be the...
Or later, I should say.
I'm trying to think, which character do we not meet yet?
Well, let's find out.
Is it the hot dog vendor?
The hot dog vendor did not get credited in this. Let's continue.
I could play the hot dog vendor.
Next time.
Meanwhile, inside... Well, looks like my apes knocked your friends out cold, my cage friends. You'll never get away with this, you ugly hag. Oh, will I? Your friends have 5 minutes to save you. So far, nothing has happened. I think I'll get away with just fine. Thank you very much.
You look like someone I know.
Really?
Yeah, my landlord. Back where I live, my landlord was going to bribe us just because my cat bit her for stealing his ball. She included him in a deal that involved my parents paying the rent. They didn't pay, people would go to the pound. So then I realized that my landlord was a witch.
Interesting story, dearie. A landlord, huh? I can see similarities there. Trying to take over, annoying, wanting money. That's me for you. Of course, why would I want to be a landlord when I could be a witch that makes over a helpless line of fools? Hey, you still have the choice of giving me those shoes. What do you say?
I won't give you those shoes as long as I'm still alive.
Well, if I can't get them when you're alive, I'll get them when you're dead.
Won't they have burned with me?
Don't worry about me, honey. Worry about yourself. Isn't it strange how in only a matter of minutes, your life will flash before your eyes and then fade away? Ha! Yes, killing is an art, but I wish I could just do it every day. Oh, look at my computer. My buzzer says, time's up. Now it's time to teach you the meaning of promise. It's time to drop you in the acid pool. But first, let me say my goodbyes. Bye, Peppy. Hope I didn't spoil your nap. Bye, Elon. I hope we meet again. When I die, I hope to see you on the highway to hell. Once I press the skull button, you and your feline friend will go falling down into the burning acid. Say goodbye, bon voyage. Elon has left the building. Fast forward sequence!
Huh?
Huh? Yeah? Look out!
Whoa!
I give it a 10!
Good show, Recorder Man!
I remember after this was created, I was thinking to myself, there's no way this could ever be a movie. It wouldn't make any sense. It would have to be a cartoon. This could never be live action.
Yeah, yeah.
And me, protagonist me... Hero me is up against the wall, and his cat, who, as you may have heard there, is voiced by myself and Flynn. I'm doing the meow, and Flynn's doing the huh.
So it's basically your Toto. Yeah.
Peppy was the Toto. The blue Nikes were the equivalent of the red ruby slippers, rather.
Yeah.
And then, so there's obviously a lot
you
of things.
You should have made it like some green undershorts.
That would have been really great.
Be like, yo, I got my green underwear on. We're good.
All you gotta do
is like take a dump in your pants. You'll go back in time. Just grab your pants. It's okay. It's the magic. It's magic shorts.
I don't think I would have gotten a good grade on
it's
this
magic
if I had used underwear, Jimmy.
Trust me, they're magic.
Let's keep going.
I have to just address that before we go back. That the Wicked Witch of the West likes AC/DC.
Northwest.
The Wicked
Witch.
It's
that Portland music taste. Seattle music taste.
I'll see you on the highway to hell. Later on, we're going to check
out.
I'm going to show you the mark of the beast.
Yeah. Well, no, you missed it. She also said, Elon has left the building.
So she likes pop culture.
Yeah, she's aware of pop culture.
I've been known to watch David Letterman on the weekends. And that's right, I watch reruns, because I'm busy with evil during the week.
We have to continue. Let's do this.
Oh, no! It's that troublesome trio. They come, the fools. They've come. I'm okie-dokie. Those cages just weigh a lot. Damn. Well, of course they will weigh a lot, dummy, with that tremendous speed. Hey, I'm not the dummy. He's the dummy. Who said I was the dummy? Oh, Recorder Man did. Yeah, well, anyway, you're the real dummy and dumb witch. We got you recorded, too. Scully! My recorder? No one steals my recorder. You'll pay for that. I'll teach you never steal other people's property ever again. Oh, what are you gonna teach us? 2 + 2 = 4? I won't teach you how 2 + 2 = 4, but I will teach you how 4 - 4 = 0 when I threw all the acid. Crazy lady. Scully! Hey, where's Peppy? Peppy! No, my buttocks! Peppy. Don't ever try a stunt like that again, or you might never even see the Siamese who lives next door ever again. That would suck. Now, you made me really mad. I don't care about domination, nor the shoes, nor that I'm completely embarrassed. It's the recorder I care most about. Either you give me the recorder or you die. That's a promise.
Come on, guys. Let's huddle up.
Okay, guys, what's it gonna be? Yes or no?
No, I want my brains.
No, I want my batteries.
No, I want my courage. Guys, you're crazy. If we don't give her the recorder, she'll kill us. We have no choice. But the wizard, who cares about the wizard? We have lives at stake here. Don't you understand? If we give her the recorder, you guys can go back to your regular lives. Of course, you may not have what you want, but that is at least important to the game to live. Do you guys actually care about your wishes more than your lives? I'm saving my life to stay in this hellhole with you guys. Everybody has to make risks sometimes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Thank you. Witch, we made our decision. Really? I've made mine, too.
What do you mean?
I decided to make it so you die whether you give the recorder to me or not. So basically, it's curtains for the four of you.
But you promised.
Do you really expect a villain to keep a promise? If not, you're in another world.
Speaking
Speaking of being in another world, it's time for you to try the new acid shower from Crazy Daisies. And I know she had an acid pool, but check out this baby, and you're sure to get a good warning. Remember, acid showers are only for people that could be reincarnated. Otherwise, the owner of the product will get sued, fined, and possibly killed. Acid shower is a new way to get people up in the morning.
You shut up! I hate salesmen. And I hate you, you idiots. Time for you to die. Hey, Dino, do you like bats?
I'm scared of bats. He fainted.
Hey, the quarterman. It's the Drive at 5 with CJ McIntyre. Where? She turned him off. As for you, brainless skeleton, I give heads off to you.
Not again. She beheaded him.
As for you, you little brat, I got the best in store for you. My 1966 caliber.
Oh, no.
So it is mine.
By the power hidden in my soul, I command all demons from the dark to be vanished once and for all. Let the light from the heavens be my force against evil, and let my aura of life come binding to one being inside my flesh and bones.
Did I just say that? Damn!
Like that old egg finally kicked the can.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? But how, Cletus?
That there tapping sound I hear a few seconds ago sound like those gosh darn shoes they've been selling at the department store.
You buy shoes? That's pretty sad, if you know what I mean.
Well, the dad must be pretty sad, too. I should be a comedian, huh, Evner?
Yep, you sure would, Cletus.
Inside! Someone turn on the recorder, man. Dino? Sure thing, Elon.
Oh, what have we done? I killed the witch. You guys alright?
We're fine. What about you?
Okay, just a little dizzy. Never been possessed before.
You're not alone, man.
That doesn't make a difference anymore. We have the recorder. Let's go to the wizard and get what we deserve.
Say, Elon?
Yeah?
Think we could stop at a hotel for the night? It's kind of late.
And it's pretty dark, too.
I'll find you, big baby.
Yo, it's not like you can just, like, after, like, going on an adventure, one of your party members could be like, can we just, like, stop at a hotel for the night? It's always like, let's go! We're going back! We've done it! We've won the story!
If you won the story, yeah, you're going to be celebratory.
You don't just go to a hotel and pop the champagne or go and take a nap. No?
Yeah, well, you got to ride off into the sunset.
Heroes don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they do.
You just don't see it.
It's just off camera.
It's written out of the story.
I mean, if you were watching The Lion King, you know, there's a hum my hand, and they just see like an ape dropping a deuce
exactly.
In the middle of that. And then he picks up the lion a second later. And of course, he didn't wash his hands because he's an animal.
Things to note in there, 1966 caliber was what I thought a gun was. The possessed voice was also Flynn, and Flynn came in there again with more of the cat voice as well as the Avner, or Cletus, I forget which one already.
No.
Yeah. But the possessed voice was drowned out over my drumming, you know, drumming really, really loudly. I feel like I did better drumming on the keyboard when I had to do those.
Yeah, on the keyboard it sounded fine.
As opposed to the actual drum set where it sounded
ridiculous.
Awful.
You're exactly right. I couldn't hear what was going on.
Let's keep going and see what happens. We're nearing the finish line here.
At Quart City. So you bought the recorder, huh? You sure did. We even killed a witch while doing so. Killed the witch? Bonus! Good work, my friends. How'd you do it? I killed her with the shoes. Smart move. A job well done.
Yeah.
Peppy, get back here. Okay. Wait, look who's leading us. A computer. Hey. It's a music player, too. This is a computer. What's this button do? No! Now look what you've done! You found my secret identity! A necklace? What the hell? He's a freak! Get away from him! No way, I want to see what his deal is. Hey, wizard, why did you trick us?
Because I was nervous!
Don't you understand? We've traveled 3 days to get what we want?
Yes, but what's so bad about that? Time goes fast here in Zone.
Is that true, guys? We thought you could figure that out for yourself. Hey, does this mean you can't grant our wishes?
I can't really, for I have no power.
But I want my courage, and my brains, and my batteries, and getting home.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute, I do have something.
Really?
Yes, but first I might explain. The reason I asked you for the recorder was to change me to my original form.
What do you mean?
About a month ago, when I was inducted as wizard and ruler of Zone, there were two witch sisters, one of the northwest and of the northeast. They were both wicked, but the one from the northwest was meaner. She was jealous of my fame and fortune. So without telling your sister, she secretly changed me into a necklace. And people followed the other sister into the crime, but instead thought that she killed Mary. In truth, the more evil one had used the recorder to change me into what I am. Here's a special spell to change me. And now that you killed her, the spell is broken. However, the recorder is still the thing that changed me into a necklace. So maybe you can do the honors and change me back to normal. Press the pause button. It's on pause, so just turn it off and point it toward me.
I'll be happy to do the honors. Why, thank you very much, young chap. Hey, you're back to normal. Or am I? You're a British guy, except you don't have ugly teeth, yeah? Young lad, I'm afraid that's impossible. See? Yuck. I guess you are a true British guy. Well, anyway, getting back to business. You want courage, right? Yeah. Just so you know, courage is something that everybody has. I bet you that inside that body of yours, there is courage. I just want to be brave like Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, well, the only way to feel brave in your case is if someone can be beside you. Huh? Have you ever gotten scared of boogeymen at night? Oh, yeah. It's always best to know that someone will protect you at night. And I'll always be at your side. That's why I'm going to give you a teddy bear. The teddy bear will help you overcome your fear of everything. Let me assure you, Dino, that you will never be cowardly again. Thanks so much, wizard. I'll call him Arnie. How can I thank you enough? You don't have to thank me enough, just as much as I want. Okay. Recorder man, you want batteries, correct?
Of course. If I don't have batteries, how am I supposed to work?
Well, that brings me to an interesting topic. If you need batteries, then why are you talking?
Say, you got a point there.
Truth of the matter is, you're not a real recorder at the moment.
I'm not?
Why are you this big? Once you put batteries inside of you, you'll be transformed into a regular recorder that can't talk.
So maybe I should wait until Elon leaves.
So be it. I do have something else for you when someone goes to buy you. Your very own super recharger.
Thank you, wizard. You've made my day.
It's my pleasure.
What about me? What about me?
I'll get to you, my brainless skeleton friend. Just wait.
Okay, I'm ready. What's in the bag?
You'll see. But first, let me explain something to you. This is very important. The fact is, skeletons can't have brains. That doesn't make any sense. So the only reasonable thing to do to make you smart is to give you...
The suspense is killing me!
A thinking cap. With a thinking cap, you're, well, a dead genius.
Thanks so much, wizard. You don't know how great it is to actually be smart.
Well, everyone's smart now and then.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god, it's working already!
Even better, your comedy has improved.
Cool.
So, wizard, how am I gonna get home? I think I know someone who can take care of that. Do 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 do.
Jenny, you're back.
Hey, now that I'm real and handsome, how about a date?
Wise up, Wiz. I'm taken.
Like who? Well, that's for me to know and you to find out. Now, as for you, Elon, I have the key for you to get home, but you won't like it at all.
In what way?
Just the fact that the answer has been under your nose all along.
Nah, can't be.
Or could it?
Jenny? Those shoes are your ticket to get home.
Damn, I can kill myself. Just kill myself. What am I supposed to do with the shoes to get home?
Maybe you should say goodbye to your friends first before I tell you.
Good idea. Goodbye, Dino. I wish the best in your new life with courage.
Thanks, man.
You're not scared, are you, Dino?
No, I'm just so happy you get to go home. Or whatever that is.
Besides, I'm not a goodbye person anyway. Goodbye, Scully. You brainless, brainful skeleton, you. I really hope that the best comes to you and your knowledge.
Thanks so much, Elon. I needed that.
I think I'll miss you the most, Recorder Man. I hope that one day some lucky family will need to cherish you forever.
No problem, kiddo.
Wizard, I don't know how to thank you for helping my friends. You've done so much for us. You're the greatest. I'm deeply honored.
I'll see you in my dreams, eh?
Silly, this is a dream.
What?
Never mind. Are you ready? One more thing. Peppy, say goodbye.
Meow. Adios, you lousy son of a guns.
We love you too, Peppy.
Now?
Yes. Jump up 6 times and while in the air yell, "There's no place like Zone." Okay. There's no place like Zone. 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 There's no place like Zone.
So, to recap, the brainless skeleton got a thinking cap, the dinosaur got a teddy bear, and the recorder man got a super recharger.
Why did the teddy bear give him courage?
I don't know, something to hold at night to make him feel better. I'd like to also comment on how sick these transporting sound effects sound right now.
I
was like trying to create a Daft Punk song from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, being transported into a world of pain.
Exactly. We're on the finish line here, basically, and the fact that you've endured this for the last almost hour is just a testament to how patient you are with all the sounds.
I'm a patient guy. I feel like I could stand up to torture. You know, it's one of those things where I look at some people and I go, you couldn't hack it. But me, I wouldn't give anybody up. I ain't no rat.
We just have a little bit more left to go, so let's hear how it ends.
Where am I?
It's okay, Lon. You're all right.
What happened? You got big hits to forehead, Lon.
I couldn't believe my eyes. When we came in once the hurricane died, we saw you lying unconscious on the floor. And the TV. Oh, I'm so glad you're all right.
It's just a good thing you didn't go to the hospital. You might have been killed.
Dear?
Hey, it's true. People who go to the hospital, those stupid soap operas you watch every day, always die in the emergency room.
What your father is trying to say is that he is happy that he only hit this side of your head. That might explain why the normal was strange and the strange was normal in zone.
What did you say?
Nothing. I'm just confused why I was unconscious this whole time. Why do you say that? This whole time I've been traveling through this wacky place called Zone. I met the Wizard of Zone, the Brainless Skeleton, the Recorder Man Without Batteries, the Cowardly Dinosaur, a mean old witch, and a really hot babe. What are you talking about? You're not there. You're here, at home, in your apartment in New York City.
I am?
I made it. Jenny was right. It was the way to get home.
You're talking nonsense, Elon. It's like you had some weird dream. Was it a dream? Was it really a dream?
I guess it was.
But if it wasn't a dream, which is absolutely impossible, what did you learn from your adventure?
Well, I learned that wherever you go, whether dream or reality, could be a crazy place. And even if you've never been there before, it will still be really weird. And even though there's no place like home, I know there will never be any place like Zone.
Wait a minute. This isn't how my parody should end. It's so stupid and dippy. That's what would have happened. But this is what could have happened. Take two. Oh, where am I? You're in your house, Elon.
What? You guys? What are you doing here?
Your parents had to go out, so we'll watch over you while they're gone.
Wait a sec. Isn't this a dream? I'm supposed to be awake by now.
Well, actually, you didn't wake up yet. In fact, you're dead, Elon.
I'm dead? Did the TV hit me that hard, or am I still dreaming?
No, I'm afraid this is a dream, Elon. But you are dead. I'm back, and you have to pay your rent.
Which? I thought you didn't want to be a landlord.
I changed my mind. I changed my name from Idle Witch to Idle Gulch. Now I'm making a profit by collecting rent. I just came here to say goodbye, since I know that won't be long till I see you on the highway to hell.
Hey, long time no see, old chap.
Wizard? You're back. Jenny, too. What are you two doing here?
Me and the Wiz just tied the knot and are gonna make wild and passionate love together.
You guys know I'm still dreaming, right? I'm not dead, right?
Oh, you all dead? We're all here to make sure I never dream again. We want to make sure you and your dreams will be dead forever.
No!
Hey! This isn't a good way to end a good story. Let's end this story was something interesting, because that's what could have happened, but this is what should have happened. Take three.
Oh, where am I? Well, what's this?
Back in 10 minutes, love your parents. Well, I guess that proves that they think I'm grown up. Just wish my parents could hear my story. Who is it? Hey,
may I interest you in the new technology of recorders?
Shut up!
Oh! I hate salesmen!
And that's the story.
So, your 14-year-old self said the best way to end that story was actually... just
with three different endings.
No, but the third ending was the real ending.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Where, just, where the insurance salesman comes in.
And bumbles again.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Have to end it on the right trope, right?
I suppose so.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge is our Patreon page. $1, $2, $3, $4, or, you know, more than that. Whatever you feel comfortable contributing to us. And we also accept contributions at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/LAR. That's our direct page, and you can sponsor the show.
You can also leave baked goods by our doorstep.
I think the money, though, is better. I mean, you're gluten-free, dude. You don't even like baked goods anymore.
No, but I'm going to use them to bribe other people. Other people like baked goods, and I can use those baked goods. We will also take favors around town.
Yes.
Power of influence.
So to reiterate, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/LAR, one of these two, but especially the former, is a fantastic location to direct your web browser in order to keep Radio Free Brooklyn alive and kicking with, as I say, financial ease. Thank you for listening to this ridiculous episode of Lost and Rewound. We're online all over the place, and we can accept your submissions at lostandrewound@gmail.com.
Yes, 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 you can be on the show, or you can drop by my social club on a Thursday afternoon. Make sure you have a tidy envelope of money and make sure you're dressed well. Not everyone gets in. You can listen to us every Thursday at 3 p.m. right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Jimmy Hoffman.
And my name is Long Danziger.
I will see you next week.
See ya.
Get embarrassed with us.
Phew, glad that's over. Now we can just go home, sit back, relax, you know, all that cool stuff. Hey, what are you guys doing here? Oh, we decided to make a finale for the show. But how come no one told me? Well, you hardly have any lines.
But we can probably fit you in. There's a guy holding cue cards. You can probably follow what he says.
Okay, let's see what you got. Alright, guys! Let's hit it! Woo!
Yeah, ready? I'm ready! Whoa! A one, a two, a one, two, three! Thank you for listening to The Wizard of Zone! If you didn't understand it, well, hey, you're not alone! I'm a brain skeleton, I'm a stupid dinosaur! I'm a witch who's a bitch, and I just ripped the floor! We're two lazy hicks, they're stuck in rocket chairs! We're hardly in the show, but hey man, who cares? I'm an insurance salesman, may I sell you something, please? I'm a cat, but you know that! Did someone cut the cheese? Monkey Mike! Sorry.
I'm a recorder man, it's strange, but it's true.
I'm a reporter, give me the latest news to you. I'm Elon's dad, I'm just a bit deranged.
I'm a bigot, I'm a dangerous, I'm a freak, I'm also strange.
We're having a listening havoc to all. I'm a bouncer, I'm big and strong, and I'm also tall. My name is Jenny, it's a perfect is to laugh. Don't forget us, we're the Quartz City staff! We're approaching the end of this really wacky song. Hey, don't forget me, I'm the hero's mom. I'm Elon, I'm the lead, I'm the star, and I rule. The story is copyrighted in 1996. No rights reserved by Elon Danziger. If you didn't understand what we just sung about...